A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. I had a cattle egret once, for a short time. It was in Puerto Rico a long time ago. I caught the bird after clambering through the guava bushes. Clearly it was ill or injured, or else it would have simply flown away. It died not long after I captured it, despite my best efforts to keep it supplied with insects to eat. My next encounter with cattle egrets was years later, here in Virginia. There they were in the fields, following the cows and snapping up insects that were stirred up. Though I didn't know it at the time, I had witnessed a couple of steps along the way in the remarkable expansion in the range of this bird. The cattle egret was originally native to the southern Iberian Peninsula and the northern parts of Africa. The species became established in South America in the 1930s, having apparently flown across the Atlantic. It showed up in Florida as early as 1941, was breeding in Puerto Rico in the late 50s when I was there, and spread rapidly northward, breeding in Canada by the 1960s. The cattle egret's rapid expansion was tied directly to domestic animals. Originally followers of wild animals, of antelopes, for example, in Africa, the egrets easily adapted to association with horses and cows and tractors. And now, here's the rub. After years of explosive expansion, populations of cattle egrets are falling. According to the Center for Conservation Biology at the College of William and Mary, the number of breeding pairs in the Old Dominion has dropped from almost 1,500 to only 56 in the last two decades. Why the precipitous decline after years of successful radiation and adaptation? Well, as usual, there's no simple answer. The line between cause and effect in the web of life, to borrow a book title, is seldom straight, but rife with twists and turns and unknowns. We're still trying to tease out all of the reasons for the alarming drop in the populations of honeybees and frogs. And it will take a while to sort through the evidence to determine why the cattle egret, once so common here, is in decline.